This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Israeli army today declared Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip to be a closed military zone. The move follows yesterday's sometimes violent clashes involving settlers, Israeli troops, and Palestinians. The order is designed to prevent an influx into Gaza of ultra-nationalist Jews opposed to the pullout from Gaza, which is scheduled for mid-August. Throughout Israel yesterday, thousands of protesters blocked roads during the evening rush hour, and Prime Minister Ariel Sharon warned that every necessary step will be taken against those seeking to disrupt the withdrawal. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
In Gaza, Israeli soldiers took over an abandoned Palestinian house where several dozen Jewish settlers police describe as extremists had holed up on Monday. Yesterday, the settlers and Palestinians threw stones at each other. Israel television broadcast pictures of a Palestinian teenager lying bleeding from a rock thrown by a settler. As an Israeli soldier tried to protect the Palestinian, settlers continued throwing rocks at him. He was taken to a local Gaza hospital and is in critical condition. Shortly afterwards, Israeli soldiers stormed the building and arrested 30 settlers. They declared the site a closed military zone and set up an army outpost in the building to prevent settlers from moving back in. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said he had ordered a crackdown on these extremists. In an interview with the Haaretz newspaper, he called the assault on the Palestinian youth an act of savagery, vulgarity, and irresponsibility. He also spoke to a group of Jewish leaders.
I warn of attempts by a small minority, lawbreakers, to use force against Israeli soldiers. This minority does not represent the settlers, and I am sure that law enforcement agencies will do whatever is needed to stop this madness.
In interviews with several Israeli newspapers today, Sharon called these young demonstrators hooligans and said they must be stopped. The army also declared a hotel in Gaza, where another group of right-wing activists have established a base, a closed military zone, and ordered settlers there to move out. But the settlers say they will not leave. One activist, Nadia Matar, told Israel Radio she tore the order up.
That is an illegal order, the same way that the whole disengagement plan is illegally, and they cannot take people out of their homes. They cannot take us away from here. We are here to stay. I think this is a declaration of war of Ariel Sharon against the national camp. The closing of the hotel is like closing down Gush Katif.
That's the block in southern Gaza where most of the settlers live. Thousands of demonstrators also tried to block roads throughout Israel yesterday. Most of the protesters were young, some as young as seven. They slipped around police and dashed onto several major highways in Israel, causing large traffic jams. The main Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway was blocked for an hour, and police used water cannon to disperse demonstrators at the entrance to Jerusalem. Earlier, demonstrators poured oil and scattered nails on the Tel Aviv-Jerusalem highway. Almost 150 protesters were arrested around the country. The settlers said they had promised to shut down the country, and they did. Police said most roads remained open, and even those closed down were soon reopened. Israeli analysts say they believe the protests will escalate as the mid-August date for the Gaza withdrawal approaches. Joseph Alfer, a former Israeli intelligence official, insists the government has so far treated the protesters with kid gloves.
These people have felt that they have a free hand to do some pretty outrageous, violent acts. I certainly hope that the system has concluded that it has to be much tougher with them. I fear very much that this is going to lead to bloodshed among Jews. I think it's inevitable.
Israeli media reports security has been stepped up around Sharon and other senior officials. All government ministers are also being given bulletproof vests. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.